Hello everyone, it's me, Samuel, here today. I am just wanting to spread this information. Oh wow, it's thundering. God must be really, really mad at us. And it's been like this for a week or two. Thunderstorm after thunderstorm after thunderstorm, knocking power out and everything. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have God in your hearts, please repent today. And say this prayer. Dear Lord, I know I have sinned a lot, and I want to believe in you, and I do welcome you in my heart and welcome you into my spirits. And Lord, save me from my sins I have committed, and save me from what I have done in the past. And Lord, I want a new me, and I want to start over again, but in a spiritual walk with you, Lord. In Jesus' holy name, amen. You guys just say that prayer out there, and you know, and that just welcomes the Lord into you, you know. And I just want to let you guys know that even I had some things I want to talk about. People are saying the truth hurts. Okay, I want to know when people say this, when they say the truth hurts. I mean, I could understand where they're going at, but I've got a different perspective on truth. If the truth is out there, you know, the Bible strictly says the truth shall set you free. Well, see, why should the truth hurt if the truth will set you free? That doesn't make any sense. So what I'm saying to you is, the truth out there, you know, should it be sugar-coated, nothing like that. The truth shall set you free. Now think about those words a minute and think, okay, lies hurt people. Lies hurt others and hurts yourself. It's the lies that hurt, not the truth. So you got to look at it that way. A lot of people have everything misconstrued, and you know, I know right from wrong, but people are teaching wrong is right and right is wrong these days. So it's kind of been flipped. The truth and everything's been just flipped backwards these days. I don't understand why. It's not. It makes no sense to me. Whatever, but. But it is like that right now. So, but I want to let you guys know out there, this is what's going on. And the Lord spoke to me that, you know, I need to be spreading the word. And so here I am spreading the word, that talking about the truth and it shall set you free. Now, keep in mind that, you know, that you'll have... 1 John 2:18 says that there'll be many antichrists running around, deceiving people, and things like that. So, I say, choose wisely of who you go to, and who you go to church with, and don't get deceived, people. Do not get deceived by these churches, because God will let people believe a lie. And that's because they're ignorant. And here we go back to the truth will set you free. Most people are ignorant and don't go and look into things and don't choose for themselves and say, well, I'd want to be continue being deceived and believe this. Well, our Lord and Savior don't want us to be ignorant. He wants us to know that what's going on out there, and you know, He wants us to know what we're doing, and wants us to know whether or not we're with godly people or not godly people. And usually actions speak louder than words. And that goes for everything and anything. So you guys, choose for yourself, be wise, stay safe, and stay informed. Thank you for listening. This is Samuel.